You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Threatening weather held off, and although it was warm, the mood was definitely festive as Indian River State College dedicated a new building on its campus in Port St. Lucie as the William and Helen Thomas Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, or STEM, Center. During the dedication ceremonies, which were topped off by a ribbon cutting, IRSC President Dr. Edwin Massey pointed to the fact the college has built a series of high-tech buildings during the past 20 years.
I'm proud to say that we committed to STEM before it was an acronym, before it was a buzzword, and our momentum has been accelerating ever since. Over the past two decades, Indian River State College has gone to extraordinary measures to foster student interest in STEM.
Florida Senate President Don Gates spoke at the dedication. He cited statistics showing half of recent college graduates are unemployed or underemployed, while positions in some STEM companies are unfilled due to a lack of qualified candidates.
It is a beautiful, impressive facility. But this is not just a building on a college campus. This is a model for what higher education ought to be. This is a launch pad, as Dr. Massey said, for real jobs in the real economy. What you see here today is the future of Florida before you.
But it wasn't only the STEM Center which received an official name. The campus itself was given a moniker. Thinking he was going to receive a plaque for his years of service and support, former state senator and current St. Lucie County property appraiser Ken Pruitt became emotional when it was revealed the St. Lucie West campus is now the Ken Pruitt campus.
And the one thing that we always wanted to do was to give to our children the ability to be able to be good members and productive members of society. And Eileen and I have never... thought of us leaving our individual mark, but to be able to give it to great statesmen and leaders like Ed Massey so they can provide and give hope and opportunity and ultimately prosperity to so many. And that's what you do each and every day at this institution.
A show of hands in the crowd revealed well more than half had family members who'd received the state's Bright Futures Scholarship. Pruitt is known as the father of Bright Futures and fought during his tenure to keep funding for the program.
This is the greatest community, and I can say this from back because I have visited all 28 state colleges. I have visited every state university in this town. I visit over 400 cities in Florida and every county here. There is no better place. There are no better people than what we have right here. We have more heart than any other community. You know, the people that I've ever met. God bless you, and thank you very much for this wonderful honor.
For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.